surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and I just saw my friend Dolly at the bank. Cool thing about Dolly, she's probably a decade older than me, but we have the same birthday, July 7th, and so she's been working at the bank for years, and she's always great customer service, and so we kind of always have a nice little conversation. It's nice to know someone local, and you know, I filled out this bank deposit with several checks in the back and some cash and, you know, normal everyday stuff, but I wrote the total on the back of the side of the deposit slip where the checks totaled up on a line where it said less cash received, and she just knew something was wrong. And she didn't come after me like, what are you doing? You know, she's like, oh, I think you might have, didn't make sense because I was actually depositing some cash too. Why would I get cash and deposit cash, right? Other than being a knucklehead. She was so sweet and just told me nicely. I go, yeah, I think I wrote it on the wrong line. And I said, yeah, you know, they say the customer is always right, but that's not true, I told her. I go, you were right and I was wrong. I'm smart enough to yield to your expertise. You work here, Dolly. And she's like, was very sweet about it. And I go, you know, this stuff about being the customer being right. No, the customer's selfish. The customer doesn't know what's going on. The customer needs help from people who work there. Now, every now and then you got a more informed customer because they've done some research and the idiot that works somewhere is new and they don't really give a crud yet. So that you know, it's not 100%. But most of the time, people that work anywhere, especially the business owner, is going to know more. It's not that the customer's wrong. It's just that they think they're right. And then they're given this line of crap through marketing. Like, oh, you're right. You know, return this because you wore it and you sweated in it and it's not your size anymore or whatever. Okay, so really the customer is ignorant and they need redirection. Sometimes it's a slap in the face. Sometimes it's a kind correction that Dolly just gave me. But maybe she does the same kind gesture to someone else and they take offense from it because how could the customer be wrong? Well, it's easy. You don't deposit bank deposits 20 times an hour every day on business days, and you don't know the system as well. You know, of course, it's a small mistake, but it's a good illustration. And so when you're an expert in something, and you know that, let's just give it another topic here. You can save money on an energy bill, or you can, you know, this car has this mileage, whatever. The customer thinks they know, but they don't know. They're not right. When you're the salesman, and you know proven guarantees or proven track records and endorsements and recommendations from your product or service, the customer needs to be informed. They're not right. They are misled. You have to correct their head without offending them. It's a needle to thread, actually. It's a dance to do because so many people are offended. I'm offended about being offended right now. It's so offensive. Customer needs a slap in the face, and too often we are not willing to tell the customer what they need to hear, and I'm not sure how to do it. Okay, maybe I'll think about it a second here, or maybe I'll never know. But no, you're wrong, Mr. Customer. You're wrong thinking this make and model of a car is got to have this better gas mileage. You're wrong that LEDs aren't more energy efficient than old fluorescent lights. Okay. I mean, I'm talking to a president of the school here weeks back, and I said some figures on a lamp, like a parking lamp light. Usually, these old halogen lights are 400 watts. Always, they're 400 watts. I know they are. The light I was saying that would last 17 years longer and be even brighter was 100 watts. And I said, hey, we know this savings to be true. He's like, we don't know the savings. We don't know what it'll exactly be. Well, maybe not exactly kilowatt per penny, but we know the percentage, right? 4 minus 300 is 100. That's 3/4. That is 75% savings. I'm telling a college president this, that we can know. And we do know. He was ignorant. He was not right. He is not even a customer yet because of his ignorance. I have to bring him to the promised land. You know, I'm like, do you want me to get out the 4 quarters? Do I need to bring you down to the business, row of classes and let your business students explain this to you? Give me a bucket. Take care. God bless and rock on. Pray for me.